Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. Welcome to the program. I hope you're ready to have a great 4th of July weekend if you're listening or tuning in after the weekend. I hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. We're going to take it a little bit light today. We're going to have some fun with George the Mad Ogre. He'll be here in just a second. While the rest of talk radio world takes a break and runs best of and reruns and all that fun stuff, which is fine. Freedom never takes a break here on Armed American Radio. I've told you before, over the last 6 years, as long as I'm breathing, you're going to get a live show. Now, there are times we'll have guest hosts and stuff like that because we've got to test some things out. But I'm looking forward to today. I wanted to come in here. We actually had a show. Sean, are you there? Can we bring you in here?
Yes, sir.
There you are. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
You ready to take it a little light and have some fun today?
I think so. What about you?
I'm good. I'm ready to go. We had a little rerun, you know, pre-recorded show ready to go today, and we determined, you know, no, let's not do that today. Let's have some fun, right?
Yes.
Let's talk. Let's grill while armed. I can't think of anything better to do on the 4th of July weekend than to grill while armed and talk a little bit about hashtag what's in my safe. Let's bring George the Mad Ogre in here. George the Mad Ogre Hill. How you doing today, George?
Magical. It's a pleasure and a privilege as always, especially on a weekend as great as the Independence Day weekend. Love it.
4th of July, man. George, don't you love when things go down to the wire?
You know, with live radio, it always makes it interesting.
It does. It definitely does. And I want to thank Sean for being able to pop in on a holiday and bring this show to you today so that you get a fresh, good show on the 4th of July. And we can barbecue while armed together with you today. George, I don't want to talk politics today. I want to take the day off.
That sounds beautiful.
Fair enough
to me.
Fair enough. If anything happens, if there's anything major today, we'll bring it to you. But we've got Sunday to bring you all the big stories, culmination of the week, and some of the goofy stuff out there, like the soldier that walked into the mall in North Carolina, that kind of dopey stuff. We've got plenty of time to talk with you about that. And like I said, unless something major pops while we're on the air, and we are monitoring the feeds, we're going to have some fun, and we're going to talk about one of my favorite pastimes, one of my passions, and that's barbecuing. And we like to grill or barbecue while armed. And for all you purists out there like me, yes, I am very well aware of the difference between barbecue and grilling. Low versus slow. Okay, we know what we're doing here. We're not rookies. We just use the term grilling while armed interchangeably because it sounds cooler than barbecuing while armed. And it covers just about everything. So most people, when they think of barbecuing, they think of grilling, even though it's wrong. Just kind of fun with us. So we are grilling while armed, which also means barbecuing while armed. George, I'm going to start off with a couple recipes during this program. Then we're going to talk with Sean about his new website. He's got Try This Dish and all kinds of fun stuff going on. He's got a new talk radio show that will be airing in some cities across the country. So we'll have some fun with that, too. Okay, you ready?
Absolutely. Let's do this.
Your grill fired up, ready to go this weekend, I presume.
Got the Kingsford standing by.
Now, you got it. I have to tell you this. I don't know what Home Depot is doing yet, or for that matter, it's generally Home Depot. I've got enough Kingsford to last me until next July 4th.
That's crazy.
No, it's true.
Yes, wow. You do. You've got a pallet stacked almost to your ceiling.
Wow.
Yeah, I have. You got to understand why. Number one, I have about five or six smokers, various grills, everything from the small Smoky Joe Weber, okay, the tiny one, up to the Jumbo Joe. So you have the Jumbo Joe now, which is just a tad bit bigger, but not quite as big as the 18-inch and not as big as the 22.5-inch, okay? On up the line to, I have the giant King Ranch kettle. George, as you know, you've barbecued while armed with me on that kettle, on that ranch kettle. And I've got everything from the Traeger pellet smoker to the Weber 22.5-inch smoker and a stick burner. So I run the gamut on my smokers. I cook with nothing but charcoal and wood. I wouldn't know how, Sean, to use a gas grill if I had to. I could probably figure it out. Turn the dial, push the button.
Now, let me ask you a question real quick.
Sure.
Is that what makes the difference between barbecue and grilling, gas? And because I just, where do you get the, I mean, I know you have smoked chips and all that that you can put in there, but I'm like you. I wouldn't know how to even begin with a gas grill.
Well, you know, that's a great question. And that is open to some debate. Mm-hmm. As to, well, there are studies that have been done. George, go ahead. Please.
Can I tell you? Well, a lot of these gas grills have a side burner. Mm. So what you do is you take your charcoals, put it in your chimney starter, and put it on top of that side burner to get your charcoals going. Then you take that to your Weber kettle grill, put those lit charcoals in there, and you're grilling in style.
So George is using a $200 gas grill to light his charcoal, okay? Now, if I had one at a house or something that I had recently bought and somebody left the grill there, I might consider doing that. But I would recommend don't spend that money just for the charcoal burner.
It's a pricing, you know? Hey, if you get the money, do it.
Those of you who can burn that money, go right ahead. In fact, buy a $2,000 Duquesne and do it for that.
Wow.
Here's the thing. That your question is a good one, all kidding aside. A lot of people think that there really is no difference. There have been a lot of tests done as to whether food tastes better over charcoal and wood or gas. My personal preference, and I'm not going to knock those who like the gas grill. I understand when they say convenience. I'm going to get you on convenience in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go there, gas grillers, okay? But let me answer your question first. My personal preference is the charcoal. I believe that the food does taste much better over charcoal because I cook my food lower and slower.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't do on, and you can, I know, but it's not the same. When you're cooking offset or over indirect heat, the charcoal and the wood does permeate the meat, and it does bring out a richness and a flavor that you simply can't get with gas. You don't see the gas grilling world championships at the Memphis in May, do you?
No.
No, you don't. You see the barbecue cook-offs. All right? There's a reason for that. So, but as far as you gas grillers out there, this is the biggest thing you hear. It's convenience. I can just walk outside and turn it on and it's on.
So lazy cooking.
What, you mean to tell me you ain't got 15 minutes to light the coals? Your life is that busy? You're that important, Mr. Plumber?
You know what? That doesn't fly with me. I mean, if it's all about convenience, there'd be a Jimmy John's on every corner.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, that's
no,
a good
there's
point.
Some things you take the extra step because of quality.
Exactly.
Well, it's time. It's past time. We're talking about grilling is more than just cooking a piece of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yes, that's what it boils down to. You eat what you cook. But it's an opportunity to relax after a work day, on a weekend day. You've been out doing what you do in the lawn. You've been cutting the grass. Maybe you're pulling out dead shrubs like I am. Maybe you're putting new shrubs, whatever it is you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes time to barbecue, that's a time to kick your feet up, pop a beverage of your choice, anything from a lemonade up to a cold beer, a mix of Jack Daniels, and it doesn't matter. But it's your opportunity to sit back and relax. Now, let me be honest with you. Firing up the coals, the two things I hear most about the negatives about charcoal is, number one, I don't have the time. My response to that is, well, you just must be really busy.
Yeah,
well, it's a matter of priorities, and their priorities
it
are
is.
Obviously wrong.
Yeah, I mean,
of course.
It doesn't take that long to light coals. I mean, are you serious?
It takes 15 minutes, but we'll go there in a second. The other thing that I hear is, you always got to clean the charcoal out. Yeah, scooping up that charcoal every couple weeks is a real hassle. You got kids? If you got kids, you don't ever have to scoop charcoal, all right? Make them earn their keep. It's not that big of a deal. You are literally looking for a reason not to cook or take some downtime. And here's the most important thing about charcoal. My wife will confirm this, as will every one of my neighbors. Even if I'm not cooking that night, I will burn a half a bag of charcoal on one of my cookers because I love the smell of it. I love the smoke, and it's relaxing. Now, many times I'll fire up one of my cookers on a Friday morning and get that, you know, the 22.5-inch bullet, Weber bullet smokers, beautiful, Weber Smoky Mountain. And I'll let that thing cook. It'll run at 225, and then later in the day I'll figure out what I want to put on it. And I'll let it run all weekend long. Might throw some ribs on it. Might do a pork shoulder on it. Maybe bone in. You know, boneless butt, one of the two. But the point is that I get my cookers going and I'll just let them cook and then I'll decide what I want to put on. I can't. I wish I had a dollar for every time I have fired up one of my grills, having no earthly idea what was going to go on it until later, because I just love the art of the cook and the fire management. It's a passion. You have to understand that. When we come back from the break, we'll give out a couple recipes. Understand that we're talking about cooking over charcoal here. Yes, all kidding aside, you can do most of these over gas as well. It won't taste as good. But this is Grilling While Armed today. We're going to get off the politics, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and we're going to defend your right to cook anything you want. And then George is going to hook us up with a sidearm of his choice for some of these recipes. Hence the term, Grilling While Armed, here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Back right after this.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. Take a listen to that. We got the fire going. We're just kicked back. Smell that charcoal burning. Yeah, baby. I'm not sure if that's something frying or what.
That is something that's grilling greatness. That's one of my videos.
Oh, good. You got that. Is that where that's where the little sound clip came from, huh? Okay, good. I like that. Yeah, that sounds good. Hey, here's what we're going to do. I'm talking with George the Mad Ogre Hill. George, welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to be back. We're having a big grilling day at Ogre Manor tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Mm. I've got lots of delicious meats lined up, and can't wait to fire up that kettle tomorrow morning.
Yeah, get that kettle fired up and take some photos. You know, you can visit us at Grilling While Armed on Facebook also, and post your pictures up there. Thousands of you have done that. You know, we don't talk about Grilling While Armed enough. On the daytime show, we don't have time, but we'll use this opportunity today. Visit George and I over at Grilling While Armed on Facebook, facebook.com/grillingwhilearmed. You have Facebook. You still do. You know you do. It's okay. So does everybody else. And I didn't mean to single out plumbers earlier when I said you're not that important, Mr. Plumber. Plumbers are important when you need a plumber. I'm just talking about, you know, heart surgeons today. With today's technology, you can still, even when you're on call, cook with charcoal, okay? It's that simple. Buy you some charcoal. And I did mention about Home Depot, and we got sidetracked. They run the specials on the charcoal on holiday weekends, and I believe they may be doing it this weekend, too. Don't hold me to it. But they run the two 18.5-pound bags of Kingsford charcoal for $9.97. That's a bargain. That's a true bargain in today's day and age with the price of things. That's a great bargain. And if you can, do like I do. I run the old Dodge Ram over there, and I fill up the bed, and I'll spend $100 and pick up a ton of charcoal. Great to have. You know, then you got 20 or 24 bags. You stack it up. You got the refrigerator here, and then you got a big old refrigerator-sized stack of charcoal, and it'll last you for the year. Now, at my house, we grill a lot. You heard I have about 5 or 6 grills, smokers, combination thereof. And one of them is going at least 3 to 4, probably 5 days a week. I've done eggs on my grill in the morning. I kid you not. So if you have the opportunity to do that. George, let's start with this. One of the easiest recipes in the world that most backyard barbecuers will cook is a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
most...
a classic.
But yeah, it's a classic. And most grillers will ruin it because they will cook it over coals. They'll burn the outside. They'll char it. They'll smash the meat down and try to make it look like a McDonald's patty. Okay? And then when they get that thing going, they'll take the top of that spatula and they'll squish that burger down, and there goes all their flavor right down to the coals. Now, it smokes up great. That's awesome, and it looks cool, but your burger stinks. So let's do this. Let's start with just a basic hamburger, and I'll show you how to make one of these things, because I'll tell you, a great grilled hamburger, and I'm talking grilling now, not barbecuing, low and slow over indirect heat, but directly over the coals. A great grilled burger beats a steak, in my book, anytime. Would you agree with that, George?
You know what? It really does, because you can take a steak is always a steak, but a burger, you can do so much with it. But man, it's just delicious and satisfying. I prefer a steak. Steak's good, but a good burger, a good bratwurst, I'll have that 9 times out of 10 over any.
You can make the burger your own. We'll go to brats in a bit, but you can make the burger your own. Here's the thing. Absolutely. Very simple to do a burger, very easy to do. Trust me on this one. What you're going to want to do is you want ground chuck. Plain old ground chuck, fresh ground chuck. We're not talking Bobby Flay, New York foo-foo mix-up, you know, a specialized burger with a caramelized. No. We're talking about a backyard grilled burger that Bobby Flay wouldn't know how to cook. We're not pressing our thumb into the center of it. We like when it blows up with juice. Give me a break.
80-20. I like the 80-20 blend.
80-20. 80-20 ground chuck. Plain old 80-20 ground chuck. You can get it at any grocery store or butcher. You don't need to foo-foo it out and ask for a bunch of different wacko New York Bobby Flay cuts. Plain old cellophane-wrapped 80-20 ground chuck. Get it. They usually come in about 1 pound to 1.25 pound sizes. You know, if you can have the butcher you know, or your guy at the grocery store, whatever, just bring it out to you. And however much of it you need, 80-20, because that's a good fat content. You want that to ooze out, smoke up, and flavor.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're going to take that burger, and you're going to hand pat that burger. And one of the biggest mistakes a lot of people make when they're making a burger is they take that thing, they throw it in a bowl, and they try to turn it into a meatloaf because they saw some goofy Pinterest recipe or a Bobby Flay recipe. They're mixing in eggs and breadcrumb. Look, if I want meatloaf, I'm going to make a meatloaf. You want a burger. Take the burger. You want to keep that meat, that ground meat, kind of loose, and lightly pat that burger into whatever size you want it. Okay? I mean, go ahead. You got a pound. Make four nice big burgers out of that thing. Don't flatten them too much. But you want to keep that meat loose. Here's a real simple technique I use. I've never had a complaint, and they are absolutely dynamite. I'll take the burgers, lay them out inside a bowl of some sort. We've got some stoneware I use. And I'll pour Dale's. You ever see Dale's seasoning? It's along with the dressings and the barbecues. Dale's seasoning. Just pour some Dale's seasoning. Don't need any teriyaki seed. Just plain old Dale's seasoning on it. It's liquid. Just pour it on there about 20 minutes before those burgers go on the grill. And then season them with whatever you want. Some cracked pepper, some salt, some Lowry salt, whatever your favorite seasoning is. I like to throw on a little Texas barbecue rub. Okay, maybe some Weber steak seasoning on top of that, and let those sit there and cool out. Now go out and fire up those coals. In about 20 minutes, when those coals are white ashed over, lay those burgers down directly over those coals. Flip them about 4, 5, 6 times. You don't want them charring up too much on the outside. You can push. Now here's a way to tell if those burgers. Now, how do you know if it's medium? How do you know if it's rare? Learned this from a chef years ago.
Yeah.
Go ahead, George.
Yeah, the push technique.
The push technique. Take your hand, shake your hand out, shake your wrist out, and the flab of fat in between your thumb and your forefinger. If you relax your arm, relax your wrist, let it hang down. Put your thumb and your forefinger of your left hand into that fat there, and as your fingers relax, and feel that, it'll feel nice and loose. That's rare. Mm-hmm. Now, when you bring your forefinger and your thumb up a little bit without tensing it, just raise them up. Like you were going to pick up a can with your forefinger and your thumb. Now feel that fat between your forefinger and your thumb when it's a little bit tensed up. That's medium. Now go ahead and tighten it like that. Tighten it right up. Feel it nice and tight. That's well. That's how you can tell. Meat will do the same thing on the grill. It's a real simple process. You can use it with every cut of red meat there is, the finest of steaks and the burgers. So use that thumb technique to press it. Take those burgers off. Lay those on a bun. And you've got a burger that's absolutely dynamite. Very little seasoning and some of that Dale's. Loose pack and let that burger, when you bite into that burger, that loose meat's going to release all those juices. If you tell me that you squish that thing down with a spatula, you ain't no friend of Armed American Radio. Go find you another radio program. Real simple.
Bobby Flay's America.
Bobby Flay's American. Don't put any arugula on that burger either. Some lettuce. Some cheese.
You know, I like to, as soon as I flip it, you see, I'll flip the burger twice. You know,
okay, hold, George, hold the thought. We're going to take a break, George. Hold on 1 second. We'll come back with George Hill, the Mad Ogre, see how he likes his burger when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network. We're grilling while armed.
Yes.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy, court and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamily.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
You're at 23 Mabry, miss?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says The Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I'm not sure if that's something frying or if that's something grilling.
That's just greatness.
Is that greatness?
Oh, believe me, it was great. That was a pork shoulder that I did on a grill. Yeah, it was grilling.
Yeah, okay, good. Hey, I'm actually tweeting up a photograph of a burger that I actually grilled last night. It was wonderful. Here's the thing. We'll go back to that burger for just a second because it's such a classic. You don't have to put a lot into this. Sean, you asked a great question during the break. How do you keep the meat from falling apart? You're not mixing any egg and all that stuff with it. Mm-hmm. All you're doing is lightly patting that burger together. Make sure that the edges are rounded, okay?
Look at that.
Make sure it's being held together. The last thing you want to do is go get that burger and have it fall apart while you're flipping it. George, you had mentioned that you like to flip the burger twice. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll flip it twice. And then after that second flip, and see, I'm taking mine real simple. I use SPG on mine, salt, pepper, garlic. That's it. Then after that second flip, I'll take a nice thick cut of good cheddar. Good classic cheddar cheese and put that on top of that patty and just let that melt down. I might even put the lid on it and just let that heat just do its magic and let that cheese just get all over that burger.
Yeah, see, now we could go on and on. We could go on and on now. See, but that's great. Like last night I used blue cheese. That's how you make that burger your own. But the key is the burger patty itself. That's the key.
Yeah, you can't pat it too tight. You're ruining it.
You want the juice to flow.
Absolutely, because that's the flavor.
George, what do you pair up? What's a great, Sean, before we pair that up with a good sidearm to wear while you're cooking that, what were you going to say, Sean?
And basically, I was going to say, so you don't want, you're squeezing the juices out of the meat, and you're not allowing the meat to breathe and in the smoke and the juices flow through it.
Well, that's correct. As the meat, and when you pat that hand pat light, when you pat that burger and hand pat that thing light, you're allowing nooks and grooves inside the burger that allows the juice. It holds the juice. Now, you'll see a lot of people will say, put your thumb in it and all that. Yeah, okay, go ahead, fine. Go foo-foo on us if you want to. That's all. I like to bite into my burger and feel it explode in juice in that perfect medium to medium rare. Okay? But again, that's up to you. If you want to do that, you go right ahead. What we want you to do is cook the burger properly and it holds that flavor. Now, that Dale's steak seasoning, I want you to try that. George, I want you to try that and report back, too. That adds a beefy flavor to the meat over a 15-minute period before you put it on the grill that you just simply can't get. It will change the way you cook a hamburger, regardless of the seasoning you use. All right, George, what do you pair up with just a plain old classic hamburger? What's a good – what do I want in my holster later tonight when I'm barbecuing or grilling my hamburger?
Well, let me tell you, this is a classic American dish. It's Americana as you can get. So the gun has got to be the same way. But because of the qualities of the burger, the portability, the size, you know, it's something that you can eat. And then, you know, a couple hours later, hey, I think I want another one. So, you know, I'm going to go with a 1911 lightweight Commander.
Oh, okay. You got the classic. I like that. That's a classic firearm.
Commander.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Classic lightweight firearm.
So, I mean, so we're talking, it's a 4 1/4 barrel.
Right.
It's on a lightweight 1911 frame. So it's not as heavy as a full-size 1911, not quite as large, but still has the same capacity. And I think it has better balance, and just like a good burger, a better balance and just a better way to spend your afternoon grilling burgers than something, you know, a little heavier and requires more, you know, fixings and more work to make a complete meal out of it. A burger is a complete meal. And a lightweight Commander, that's a complete weapon system on your hip. It is fantastic to carry all day long. And that 45 automatic, that's always satisfying.
Well, there's
never going to be disappointed with that.
You know, a large amount of people out there who say self-defense begins with 4 and ends with 5, and I don't disagree with that either. I love my 9mm. I have a whole host of various guns in both calibers, actually. But my 1911, my favorite 1911, believe it or not, is my Taurus TP 1911.
Taurus makes a great production 1911. Nothing fancy. There's no Bobby Flay things going on with the Taurus 1911s.
Right. You know, right. No, I said TP. That's the dyslexia in me. It's PT. My Taurus PT 1911. George, I don't want listeners to. You should have corrected me. But you're right. There's no Bobby Flay going on with that. This thing comes out of the box. I'll be honest with you. As many 1911s as I've had and shot over the years that have required a little bit of fluff and buff, as you well know, George, this thing was a lot like my Smith & Wesson M&P AR out of the box. I've never had a malfunction with that gun. Now, granted, I've never fired, you know, 1,000 rounds at any competition or any hardcore training. I would never take it to a combat-focused shooting class with Rob Pincus, for example. But as far as fun and plinking, and I feel totally comfortable with that gun on my hip for self-defense.
Yeah, I tell you what, I agree with Rob on a lot of things, and me and Rob totally agree about the compact, the subcompact 1911s, where we're talking 3-inch barrels. You know, I just don't trust them either. But, you know, 4-inch and out, you know, those Commanders and the full-size, if they don't say, you know, certain brands that I'm not going to mention on air, usually, when treated right, those guns can be very, very reliable. For example, my Springfield has never jammed on me. I do not know what that gun looks like jammed, and I shoot that gun a lot. It's a great gun. But
Rob will tell you. He'll tell you. He'll tell you in a class where you're going to go through 1,200 to 1,500 rounds. In all of the years he has been teaching that classic combat focus shooting course, he has never once seen one make it through the class without a malfunction. Now, I take him at his word with that, and believe me, I know Rob very well, and when he says it, he means it. He's never seen any 1911 make it through one of his courses without a malfunction in many years. Now, you take that issue up. You take that up with Rob. I love my Taurus PT 1911. I've carried it with me many, many, many times. And believe it or not, that big 1911 conceals so easy because of its profile.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's narrow. It can just really hide, especially if you're using the inside the waistband holster, you know, something quality. And, you know, it's going to carry so nice. And one thing I like about it, you know, when you have to skin leather, when you draw that weapon, and if you have to use it, you know, because of the unique features of that 1911, that the longer sight radius, that right. single action trigger pull, you're going to be able to put that round, that first round out of the holster, on target quickly and with great precision. And that's what the 1911 excels at. And that's exactly what a good grilled burger does for you. It hits that spot, and it hits it hard.
I just tweeted a photo of a burger that I grilled last night at Twitter, at AAR Mark, at AAR Mark. Go check out the photo of the burger I grilled last night. It had blue cheese on it. I threw some tomato and a sliced Vidalia onion and a romaine heart on top of that thing on a regular 99-cent Publix shopping center bun.
It looks good.
You don't need the big foo-foo Bobby Flay bun.
It looks
just
good.
Of course it looked good. I bit into that thing, and the first thing I said was after I wiped all that grease off my mouth was, you know what, this is better than any steak you could even think of. And then I ate the rest of it because it was that good. So, hey, George, we're going to get a little deeper in the next recipe. Yeah, we're going to start with – Sean, I don't think we have enough time to go too much into it, but so let me kind of tell you where we're going to go in the final segment. And that is one of my favorite recipes that I got from a good friend of mine, Bill Cannon, the owner of Texas Barbecue Rub. Texas Barbecue Rub. And you can check that. It's the best ever. I'm 53 years old. I'll admit that to you. I have nothing to hide. 1962 was a very good year. And I got to be honest with you. In all of the years I've been cooking over Weber kettles, which has been, I learned how to cook over a Weber kettle when I was about 8 or 9 years old, when my dad was cooking over his Weber kettle, years and years ago, as a kid, I have yet to find a chicken recipe better and a barbecue rub better than what I'm about to tell you about when we come back from this break. I'm talking some chicken thighs here that will blow your mind. Grilling While Armed on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues right after this.
Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com. Folks, you know that the United States Concealed Carry Association protects responsible gun owners from jail and bankruptcy if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Well, I want to share an incident that happened to a USCCA member a few weeks ago. The member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life and was arrested and held on a massive bail bond even though he never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, and get him home to his family, they had him to work on Monday morning. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today to arm you with the 18 things you need to know before leaving your house with a gun. Go to DefendFamilyNow.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, USCCAOnAir.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You too can win by simply visiting the website USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting USCCAOnAir.com. Don't miss out.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. We're talking a little bit of grilling while armed today with my good friend George the Mad Ogre Hill and Sean Shanto Young down there in Dallas. He's got that fire thing sound going on. Sean, you've got a new website. Before I give out the next recipe, tell us a little bit about your deal. You got a radio program going on. You got Try This Dish. Enlighten us.
Yeah, it's called Try This Dish Radio. And I have a web series. And basically what it is, the radio show focuses on, like we did here, we talk about, I have chefs and food bloggers and writers and restaurateurs come on and they talk about the style of cooking. And my goal is to help people cook better and get the passion that me, you, and everybody has, you know, the passion for cooking. And we were, the radio show actually will start running on four stations next week, next Saturday, in Washington State and Portland, Oregon. And I'm happy to announce that we may be going to New Orleans. So, and my goal for the show is to actually put it in what the 40 most food destinations in America. That's where I want to start out. So
congratulations.
Well,
you know we'll push that along and help you get that thing going. And I've been a guest on the show already, and I'm looking forward to it again because grilling while armed fits with the food motif.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and grilling while armed. That's good. That's great. And their Twitter, where can people find you on Twitter?
They can find me on Twitter at BlackChefWebTV, BlackChefWebTV, and they can also check out my website, which is irfnews.com. It stands for International Restaurant News. .com,
well, but it's Black Chef Web TV. That's politically incorrect. Shouldn't it be African American Chef Web TV?
You know what? I did it that way on purpose.
I know you all too well. All right, let's go to the next recipe. George, welcome back. Let me throw this recipe out because it's a good one, and I want people to try to cook this week. Anybody can do this. You can do this over any grill. Now, I had mentioned Texas barbecue rub. This is the stuff that I use on everything I cook, be it a brisket, be it pork shoulders, be it pork butts, be it turkeys, whatever it is I'm cooking, Texas bbqrub.com. Original Grand Champion or the old number two brisket rub. You simply can't go wrong. Order some today. You can also pick some up at grillingwhilearmed.com. This stuff is the best. 50 plus years. I've never found anything like it. I've been cooking with it ever since I met the great chef, Bill Cannon, who was last year's barbecue person of the year, by the way. And we're talking beating out guys like Tuffy Stone, who you see on the barbecue championship TV shows. Bill's the real deal. All right. I got this recipe from Bill, and it's a chicken thigh, boneless, skinned chicken thigh. You can buy boneless and skinless chicken thighs for the most part in any grocery store. What you're going to want to do is you're going to take some bacon. You're going to lay two strips down in a cross, just like a plus sign. You're going to take that chicken thigh. You're going to open it up, and it's going to be kind of filleted. It's going to look like a fillet of chicken thigh. Open it up and place it on top of the center of that bacon plus sign you just made. Sprinkle you some Texas barbecue rub on there. If you don't have any, I'd suggest you wait till you get some to make this, but you can put whatever other rub you have on there. It'll suffice for now. Go ahead and mix that. And then you're going to take a quartered wedge of green pepper, a quartered wedge of sweet onion, and you're going to place it in the center of that opened chicken thigh. Now you're going to take a piece of provolone cheese, round provolone cheese. You're going to fold it once in half, then you're going to fold that once in half, and you're going to place that provolone cheese on top. You're going to take that entire piece of chicken thigh, and you're going to fold it up over the sides, so you got that chicken thigh stuffed with all those three ingredients. You're going to wrap that bacon around it nice and tight on all four sides. You're going to use about four toothpicks on the sides, and I've put a Twitter pic up here in just a second to show you what it looks like. You'll usually get 4 to 6 of those chicken thighs, boneless, skinless, in a pack. Buy a couple packs. Trust me, you're going to be your neighbor's best friend when this thing's done. So here you've got this bacon-wrapped, skinless, boneless chicken thigh stuffed with the wedge of green pepper, wedge of onion, piece of provolone cheese. You're going to take some more Texas barbecue rub. I use the original or Grand Champion for this recipe, and you're going to spread it all over the top. You're going to put those in a little tin pan, little foil pan. You're going to put those things off the direct heat. You're going to put them on indirect heat. Coals on one side, tin pan of meat on the other over coals. Close that lid. It's going to take about 45 minutes to an hour and 15 minutes, depending on how hot your coals are. Go ahead and lift the lid. Check it out after a few minutes, and you'll know when that bacon is nice and dark and crisp. You'll know when that chicken's done. You want to stick a thermometer in there and make sure that chicken is finished. Pull those things out, and you're going to slice them down the middle. And I'm telling you what, you are your neighbors. You are the rock star of the neighborhood. George, what do you pair with that boneless, stuffed, skinless chicken thigh coated in Texas barbecue rub?
You know what? I got something perfectly in mind. Okay, we've got something that people just don't take seriously. They don't take how good you can make boneless chicken thighs. And they're cheap at the grocery store.
Yep.
I got six boys. They're always hungry. And boneless, skinless thighs, you can get them cheap and you can get a lot of them. But they don't get the respect. They're kind of like the Rodney Dangerfield of the butcher shop. I tell you what, there is a gun that matches with this because there's a lot of flavor capability in this thing. So my pick for these, because they're kind of small, but they're packed, beautiful, the Ruger LCR-X in .357 Magnum. Lightweight concealed carry gun, but in potent, full power, .357 Magnum power. I mean, it is a good match. You can take it anywhere. It's small. And it's gonna do everything you need, just like those chicken thighs. They're gonna satisfy anybody you feed that to.
You know, I like that. That's a good pick. That's a good mix. That's a good size. And that .357 matches well with that explosive flavor of that stuffed chicken thigh. Just incredible because the bacon wrap over the top. Yeah, George, I like that. I think that's an excellent pick for those chicken thighs.
Thank you. Thank you. I do this professionally, and I can be reached at mattogre.com.
You can also see the photographs. You can see the photographs of this stuff over at grillingwhilearmed.com also, or at Grilling While Armed on Facebook, and you can buy Grilling While Armed Texas Barbecue Rub Grilling While Armed Rubs at grillingwhilearmed.com. So make sure to do that. Sean.
Yes.
Chicken is such a classic, and it's very forgiving.
Yes.
Two things to keep in mind. Go ahead.
I actually made your dish, and man, let me tell you, I might make that this weekend, to be quite honest with you. But I've made it once before.
Anybody can do it.
It's great. It's real easy to do. George is right. Chicken thighs are very inexpensive, and you follow those directions, and I'm telling you, people are going to come out of the woodwork for this. It was great.
I just popped a photograph up on Twitter at AARMark of a six pack of these things getting ready to go on the grill. Now, a trick that you can throw on, if you're cooking over Kingsford coals, if you're cooking over a charcoal grill, you want to make sure you've got the indirect heat. That's coals over to one side. You want the cool zone over on the other side. That's where you're going to put that. You don't cover it. You can see the photograph up there at AARMark. Check that out. You can throw some mesquite wood chips. Works great on this. Hickory works good too, but the chicken just pulls in that mesquite wood really, really well. And it's a very forgiving meal. It's easy to make, a little bit of time consuming on the prep because you got to get that bacon up. Like I said, you got kids, get them involved. Put the little vinyl gloves on in the kitchen like we do and wrap those things up, put some toothpicks in them, and you're good to go. It's an amazing dish. People, well, does the cheese melt out? No, it's provolone. It's not going to be like an American cheese that's just going to goop all up on you. It's going to stay nice and thick and hearty inside that chicken. Hey, George, thanks for joining me. I'm glad we went live today.
Always fun.
Grilling While Armed. We'll see you on the weekend program. Make sure to tune in to Armed American Radio Sunday after you've enjoyed your 4th of July holiday weekend. Happy Independence Day to you and your family. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club, and grill hard this weekend. I'll see you on Sunday's Monster Broadcast. Have a great weekend.
Known as a bad to the bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.